interview-based podcast where I have conversations with some of the most creative people in the horse world. Today I'd like to welcome Randall Dijon from the Hairyback Ranch. Welcome, Randall.
Thank you, Paula.
Now, tell me, what is your company and what do you make?
So our company is called Hairyback Ranch, like you said, and we make a product called Solaride. Solaride is a portable mounting aid for anybody, literally anybody, any shape, any size, any rider.
And any horse, right?
That's right. Any shape or size rider or horse of any discipline. So it's Solaride is an excellent tool you can use to get back on your horse literally anywhere.
Okay. So, well, let's talk about, first of all, how did you come up with the Hairyback Ranch name?
Okay. Well, first of all, after we came up with the Solaride, I was in the kitchen with my husband and I said, you know, we're going to have to come up with a name for this company. And he said, we'll all kind of think about it. And over supper at the table, we thought for a few days. And then, of course, returning back to the kitchen, which is the main meeting place in our home, he was standing beside me at the kitchen sink. And I noticed a few hairs kind of sticking out the back of his shirt. And I said, you know, it's just come to my mind that all of our animals, especially horses, and we have a dairy farm, so all the animals have hair on them. And I thought, and actually we all do too, so that was it. It was quite simply came Hairyback Ranch, because everybody has hair on them,
mm-hmm.
especially on their backs. All the animals have hair, and we just thought that was really fun, and it was suitable, and it's really working.
Okay.
Yes, so that's it, Hairyback Ranch.
Now, how did you cut... Why did you come up with a Solaride mounting aid?
Okay, so...
What is it, first of all?
Okay, first of all, it is very simple. It's a portable mounting aid. And it's a mounting aid that is for anybody, any shape, size, any rider with any discipline. You can take it with you anywhere. And it's very simple. So,
okay. Now, could you just describe us... it visually, because of course this is audio, and right now we know that it's an aid, but we don't know what it is, what it looks
right.
like.
What okay.
does it look like?
So it is very simply a long strap. In the center of the strap is a D-ring, and on one side is aluminum stirrup that you would step into to mount your horse, and mm-hmm. on the other side of the D-ring, it will hang on the other side of your horse and go around your horse's right leg.
Ah, okay. So
presuming that you would mount on the left side of your horse. Now, if you want to mount on the right side of your horse, you would have the stirrup hang on the right side of the horse, and it would loop around your horse's left leg. So it's reversible. Some people have that desire to mount on the right side or on the left side. So it's mm-hmm. adjustable either way.
Mm-hmm. And the pressure on the horse would come from around the leg or be
That's
around the leg.
Yes, exactly. It is your horse is now essentially a counterbalance mm-hmm. to your weight when you mount.
Right.
So yes, that's right.
And this is a positive thing because, again, you don't want a lot of people. There are stirrup aids and so on, but if you put the weight in the stirrup, many people don't have the spring that they used to have to get up into the saddle. In this way, they're not pulling on the saddle.
You're exactly right. There are, I've kind of break it down in my mind when I was first creating this. So I can start with when I first began riding, which was when I, just after I was 40, I just got my first horse. And that's kind of the whole reason to this, that I was riding in a park nearby. After a year or so of getting confident enough to even go to somewhere away from home, I finally went to a park and I rode and, I was very excited and very happy. In a way, I rode halfway. The entire ride is about 10 or 11 kilometers. And halfway through, I had to have a little pee. So I used the bathroom. So I hopped off my horse. And generally, when I ride, because I ride bareback, I always scope somewhere, especially when I'm at home. I know exactly if I ride in our field, I know exactly where I can get back on. But this particular time I thought, oh, and I spied a log and I saw it laying there and I thought that'll be no problem at all. And so I hopped off and did what I had to do and then stood asked my horse to come to the log, and she stood there lovely and got on, went to lift myself on, and down I went. So my foot just slipped off the log. It was very simple. Down I went face first, and everything was ruined. My confidence, my horse looked at me like, what are you doing? And I was really scared because I was hurt, and I was a long way now from my truck. I was almost 5 kilometers from my truck, and it was a really weird feeling because I always thought, oh, if I have something near, I can always get back on. So, yeah, so injured and a little bit bloody, I just kind of picked myself up and off I went back to the truck, and it was a long walk. And I the whole time I thought, I can't believe this is happening. And then when I saw another stump or something, I was worried that was going to happen, and I was nowhere where there was fences or anything else to use. So I just made it in my mind I had to walk back, which I did. Hopped in the truck, and away we came home and got into the driveway. And you know when a child is hurt, they cry as soon as they see their mom?
Yes.
So because they've already had a good cry, and I wiped my face and cleaned my lip and sort of hobbled to the truck. But I'd finished my cry. But as soon as I drove in the driveway, I saw my husband. And, of course, I stopped the truck, and I burst out in crying. I was hysterical. You know, it was a disaster. And, oh, my gosh, it was terrible. I can never ride away from home again. And he said, gee, that doesn't sound very good. And he kind of tapped me on the back and he said, so I guess you should just invent something to solve this problem. And I didn't get a whole lot of, oh, you know, don't worry. No, there was no, oh dear, you know, let me get you a cool cloth or anything like that. So I put my horse away, and the next few days, my mind was just a whirlwind. And I thought, oh, like this, because I don't ride with a saddle. So I, of course, ran to my computer, like a lot of us are kind of trained to do, and I Googled it. And I Googled and Googled, and I thought, there's got to be something. So I came up with nothing. And you know what? I have to say, there's a couple of really good things out there, as long as you're riding in a saddle. And so that was my very first forethought, is I have to find something for bareback. So find something that I felt comfortable with and that was a really good, strong quality and is going to get me back on. So it went by, and I found nothing. I had nothing that was going to work for me, Randall. So I really thought, I'm going to have to figure this out. So I did, and I ran in and out of the house. I actually started with a rope, and I had a rope, and I thought, there's got to be some way I can, you know, use a lead rope and put my foot in it, and actually came off, and my foot was hooked in the lead rope, and I thought, so it was a real trial and error process, running in and out of the house to the barn and to my sewing machine, and Velcro was involved, and all kinds of really fun things. But and then I finally came up with a final prototype, and I was so happy, and instantly ran out to my horses far away in the field, used it to get on, and came home. And I had my family actually one time outside of the stall, and I said, okay, everybody look inside the stall, and you'll notice I have nothing in here with me, no stool or anything. And then I quickly put my Solar Ride on, and then, which was my final product. And then I said, okay, come in. And they gave me a clapping. They gave me a standing ovation. It was very exciting. So yeah. And that's it. So, and then it was born, and then I used it for a lot for me, for bareback.
Mm-hmm.
And I ride at that park a lot with my good friend, and we'd ridden, I bet you 10 or 15 times. She never seems to have to get off. She just gets on, uses a mounting block at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She never has to get off. So, well, we were decided to have a kind of a hootenanny and run up this beautiful trail it was just a glorious day, and we were running as fast as we could, and her beautiful new embroidered rhinestone hat flew off. Now, and I think she paid about $50 for that hat. So anyway, away we went, and I was still going, and she said, my hat, I have to get my hat. And I said, oh, okay. And so she went back to her hat, and we both stood there looking at the hat. And this was my dear friend, and I ride with her a lot, and she knows about Solar Ride. But she's in a saddle, and I was bareback. And she's a little lady. Anyway, I said, well, aren't you going to get off to get it? She said, well, I can't. And I said, you must. That was $50, you know. And she said, Rand, I can't get back on. I said, you know, that's ironic. Is it fluke that you've never had to get off? She goes, oh, no, sometimes I have to go to the bathroom, but I'll hold it the whole way because I can't get back on. And I said, so I so proudly unbuckled my waist, can I tossed her my Solar Ride, and I said, yes, you can. And it's amazing that, like, she is one of my closest friends that I ride with. And right there beside me was somebody that's never even tried it.
Okay. So, now I have a question.
I gave it
for
to her. Sure. Yeah. As I ramble on, but yes, she was on in about 15 seconds, and she turned and she said, "Rand, this really works." She said, I guess I never ever assumed that I would need something like this, because she's little and her horse is very tall. And it was just one of those, yeah, it was really cool. It was a really neat experience, because you sometimes don't realize something will work for you. But okay. Anyway, yes.
I wanted to ask you, all right, I've got the visual of her on the horse.
Yes.
Now, she's in her saddle, which is great.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
She's going to take the solo ride from you, and she needs to get it around the leg on the horse.
Okay.
Right? Or no?
Because she's already back. No, this is specifically for mounting. That's right. So you're going to put it on when you're on the ground. You're
okay.
off your horse.
Yeah. She's
that's
not
right.
going to try and get it
no.
on. Well, she's on the horse or whatever.
No. Okay. No, it's only for getting back on.
Right.
So you're off the horse and you've mm-hmm. picked up your beautiful rhinestone hat.
and then you take the strap.
That's
and
it,
you put
drape
it over the shoulder. Okay, you
that's
tell
right.
me the steps.
So there's, okay, there's four steps, really. It's really simple. So you're going to drape the Solaride across your horse's wither. With the stirrup side hanging to whichever side you like to get on. Then you go to the other side of your horse, and there is it, you're going to place it so that the D-ring is somewhere around the wither area. And the reason for that is because once you're on, you want to just unsnap it, tuck it in the waist pack, and go. So you want that snap to be right up close and nice, easy for you to reach.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. It's nicer to not have to bend over and reach down. So you're going to, anyway, you're going to lay it across, stirrup side to the mount, wherever you want to mount. Walk around, form a loop, so the strap is going to go from their wither down around under their leg and right back up to the D-ring. And it's just one snap, and on it goes. And there is a wither pad. It's made in neoprene, and it can either be at a wither, if you have a horse with a really high wither, bony, or if you have a leaner horse and you want to slide it down around underneath their armpit area, you can do that too. Or if you're using it with your saddle, you can have that wither pad. It's about 7 inches long, so you can, and it slides the full length of the Solaride. So you can put it underneath your buckle if you want, if you're using it on your saddle. It's just kind of one of those things. You can
mm-hmm.
put it
adjustable.
Wherever you'd like to have it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're going to hop on, and you can adjust both sides. So around the leg side is completely adjustable. You can adjust it for a small pony, 12 or 13 hands high, or you can adjust it full all the way out so mm-hmm. that it's a full length, and it's going to fit a nice big horse, 17 hands high. It's completely your preference.
Mm-hmm.
So
once you're up on the horse, then you
yes.
need to undo it, and that's just
correct.
A snap. Is that correct?
That's one snap, and just let that side of the Solaride fall to the ground. So it's now just a big long strap kind of hanging there. You just lift up, stuff it all back in the bag, and take it with you. That's right.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to go through that. Now, when your husband said to you, "Randall, you know, you need to invent something," I'm gathering that he has seen in his past with you that you have invented other things besides this. Is that correct?
You know what? Nothing distinctly comes to mind, but it's funny that you ask me that, because when I was younger, my best friend's dad always called me MacGyver.
Uh-huh.
So, and I think he's the fella that's really ingenious, and he comes up with a lot of really neat ideas. If you haven't got, you know, scissors, maybe you use something else, or you haven't got, you know, he always seems to have a solution to problems. So I think I had an idea that,
yep.
or I think that I did that a lot as a child, you know, using a wheelbarrow to bring in the groceries or do, you know, something like that that made sense to me. But I don't know. And if I was to sit and think about it, maybe I could delve deep into my thoughts and things that when I was younger. But
mm-hmm.
I
because
was.
You must have been an inventor of things for him to have labeled you with that name. And for the younger crowd that don't know MacGyver, it used to be a show where the man always was in a situation where he needed to invent something to get out of the fix he was in.
Exactly. That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly right. So I'm guessing that maybe I show them that in different ways that I don't realize
mm-hmm.
or in day-to-day living here in our farm, if there's a problem, I love to fix it. I love to find a solution. I love I love that whole, the mystery of how what you're going to come up with.
The process, yes.
Yes. Oh, I love it. And I'm a finisher.
Very creative process, too.
Right. Definitely.
Yes.
I love that. I love having to think about a solution for something, that's for sure. Yes.
Problem solver.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And so your neighbor or friend, he was probably an influence in your youth, correct?
He really was. I really looked up to him. He was actually a salesman for a food company, and I just always thought he was definitely influenced me. It's funny, as a child, how or through your whole life, mm-hmm. somebody can say one thing and it really means a lot.
Right.
It really means something special to you, and it kind of stays with you. Their home was kind of the go-to place. I loved going there, and I liked seeing him when he came home from work and what he had to say. So I'm sure that was an influence to me, mm-hmm. definitely. Yes.
Now, what else did you, let me put it this way. When you solve problems, do you mm-hmm. draw it out, or do you work it out? I gather you work it out physically. Because of what you said, you ran back and forth with ropes,
yes.
and stuff like that. So
yes.
you weren't sitting down drawing the object.
No, I would have to say I like the tactile,
yep.
sort of approach. I love to touch and I want to feel it. Mm-hmm. And that was my main thing with creating Solaride. I wanted it to feel nice and to be soft and awesome quality, something that's going to last a long time. But the process was definitely, I had to know that whatever I was creating for people, that it was going to be as excellent for them as I wanted it to be for me. That's my hope. Every time somebody makes an order, I very genuinely from my heart, I want them to love it and say, wow, I really can get on if I want to. I really want people to feel the quality and feel just be really pleased with their purchase. But I definitely think that making it hands-on, sewing and ripping it apart and going back in and pounding the first stirrup I ever made was a piece of steel, and I think it weighed 10 or 11 pounds. And it was, but still, I had to see and touch that original product of what it was going to look like, or how it was going to work, and if it was kind of conducive to the whole mounting thing. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm just sort of stunned by the fact that you made your own stirrup, I thought.
Well,
perhaps
it was
you
just
would take
huge.
A stirrup and
yeah,
go from
sure.
there. But oh no, you had to make the stirrup. Good for you. That
well,
is creative.
It was just a big piece of steel, and we have this wonderful fellow working on our farm, and he showed me how to bend it and how to,
wow.
and he pounded it into place, and it was nothing at all what you would actually use, but it had to sort of be the original prototype, you know, that we would get to. So the final Solaride has a nice, beautiful, light, shiny aluminum stirrup that's mm-hmm. very strong. And it collapses, actually. It folds down so that it fits into the waste pack with you when you're done, and it can easily be stuffed back in your bag and take it with you. So, mm-hmm. But the original steel one was very heavy and bulky and yucky. But again, though, it was very important to me to keep going and going and make
refine it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. To refine it. That's
yeah.
right. Yes.
Yeah, good for you. Now, when I love the idea of the creative process, and I always like to examine it and help people understand that, because again, if they have children, that needs to be fostered. And I think so much today, imagination, and because of all the computerized things that we have, I think children are losing out a little bit. Play, I think, fosters creativity. But I'm going to ask you again about the influences. Is there a book or anything that helped you continue to nurture your imagination?
So I'm not a huge... So I love books. Books to me are everything. I love to touch and hold a book. I haven't ever really tried to read on a Kindle or read on a special piece of technology. So when I look at books, I'm not really a cover-to-cover person. I have a hard time sitting still for longer than a chapter. So I love sticky notes, and I love highlighters, and I love to have, I guess, anywhere from 5 or 10 books all going at the same time. And my desk is a mess with my books or with my notes. And I have to say, everything from business books, whether it be a book written by Tim Ferriss or a story or a natural horsemanship book, Pirelli horsemanship. Just that in itself, the creation of creating a relationship with your horse even, kind of helped me to come up with the creative process. Is just that, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
being, having a whole bunch of different books open and different chapters with different information is, so it's hard to say if anything really, one particular
one
thing.
Yeah.
That's right. That's hard to say. So
well,
I kind of been talking in circles, but it's, there's so much amazing information out there. And when you get it in books, books are there forever right in front of you, and you can always keep referring to them. So I have to say, I'll read a chapter of one book and then feel like I have to look something else up in another book but is that okay, Paula, to say?
You're talking about the research process.
Yes, definitely.
You know, and the true, the true down to the grit research process, and that's the way it's done, and that's beautiful. And again, you know, it's some people draw, some people take the actual product and manipulate it, you know,
yes.
which you prefer, and
mm-hmm.
it every way, anyway, is wonderful.
Yes.
It's all
that's
creative.
Very really important too, to not be stinted and say, oh, I can only read books or only draw pictures. I found that as it went along, things opened up more for me, and I thought, oh, I could actually look at that and get more ideas on how to further or how to nurture something further and make it an even better product or make my business come to even a bigger fruition. Or there's so much. There really is so much
involved in the creative process.
Yes, really. And all the funny pictures I drew and like really odd and I think you have to go to all those places. It's like taking a walk. You feel really good on that trail, and then you go down another trail, and you want to try it. You should try it and see how it feels. And it might not feel quite right, but if you didn't go down that path, you wouldn't know. So it's very important to do everything, all the different processes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the creativity, do you have anything else that you're working on that you can share with us?
So I don't have anything specific like Solo Ride, but I will say originally when we came up the name Hairy Back Ranch, I knew a gal who was a beautiful artist, and I said to her, you know, we're going to need a picture of Hairy Back Ranch. I'm really not sure what that looks like. And she said, well, a horse, of course. And I said, okay. And she just did the most wonderful picture of a horse. So this was originally... was Harry, our Harry horse, and she did a few different poses of him, and he's our logo.
Mm-hmm.
Once we came up with that, I immediately wanted it on a shirt. So I had it embroidered, printed, screen printed onto a hoodie. And this was in the very beginning, and we did go through the patent process, and that was very expensive. So getting back to the creativity, this little horse that she drew, it just... We had it put onto a few hoodies for ourselves. We went to our first trade show with Solo Ride, and it was great. But what was tremendous was the response to this little horse. And I think his gentleness, and he's very hairy, and he's kind of fuzzy, and he has all these little... He's just really neat. He's not a specific type of horse. He's just a...
Canadian
I think he's a horse. Yeah, I think he's a horse anybody can relate to, whether
right.
you're a hunter-jumper or, you know, very elite rider, or right down to regular little trail riders. He's
mm-hmm.
just so wonderful. So his kind of neat, that his neat artistic way that she created on him sort of has affected people. Anyway, so the hoodie and clothing side has been tremendous, just tremendous. And it has paid my way, helped me to pay for all my patents. So I have to say he is the hairy kind of leader
mm-hmm.
in his creation was a really great thing.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that you're going to invent something else too, because one thing always leads to another. And once you start to nurture that creativity, it continues to grow and flourish.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And once you get that feeling, and if anybody ever has a feeling of solving a problem for yourself, there's always oodles of people out there that probably have the same issues. So
mm-hmm.
it's such a good thing. Lots of people have said, oh, I had an invention or had an idea, and I always just kind of touch their arm and say, you know, you really should look into it, even if it's just write yourself some notes or talk to somebody, but you really can. It is actually accomplishable. It really can be done. I didn't know that I would ever do something like this. To me, it's huge because it feels so wonderful. But
And you're helping people.
That, you know, I had, can I talk about one lady that I got a phone call from?
You certainly can.
I had, well, I get oodles of emails. So from people saying, thank you. And I just don't know what to say. It actually does work, like you said, or, there's three different reasons. Generally, like we talked earlier, there's three reasons Solaride is really helpful is A, you can't get on because your horse is too tall and your stirrup is too far up to reach. So A, you can use it that way to put your right foot into Solaride, your left foot into your saddle stirrup and you're on. Or number two, you're a bareback rider and you just want to get on. So you would just use it as though it's a stirrup hanging there and you would use your left foot. And the third reason is because your saddle pulls to the side, like you said, and it's not nice when you know your saddle is pulling on your horse and perhaps straining them or hurting their skin when it pinches or having to do your saddle up so tight that it won't move is probably not good either. So those are the three reasons for using it. But I have received so many emails and phone calls and videos from people that use it in these three different instances. And I had a phone call from a lady, this was an email from a lady not too far from me. She lives in the United States in the West, and she actually has MS, and she's has very severe mobility issues. So she rides generally only near her barn, and she has a special ramp that gets her on because she doesn't walk freely like you or I. She has her cane and has mobility issues. So she sent me this video, and I was so taken, and it just, not that it's about sales, because it just isn't. It's just such an amazing thing when you can do something and it really affects somebody's whole life. And when I think about,
someone able to get on a horse that can't. Yeah.
You know, Paula,
it gives you the energy to keep going, and it gives you, it thanks you for what you've created.
Yeah, it was so touching. Mm-hmm. My family, we gathered around the computer, you know, and it was so touching that she took the time to take a video of herself and send it to me, and that it had such an effect on her life. Mm-hmm. And that she can now ride anywhere. It was just amazing. So
that's really important, isn't it? Because, you know, if you do work with disabled riders, they can be Olympians. They can be anybody.
That's
and
right.
Children, that this gives them a sense of freedom. They can move. And it's not just moving in a machine like a wheelchair, but on a living creature. How wonderful.
It is. It's just tremendous, actually. It's such so fulfilling. And I think the day that we got that email, I cried and I was just so happy. It was just so fulfilling. Mm-hmm. That's all it was. And then, you know, I'm so glad that I went forward, and whether this makes or breaks me, I'm having a wonderful time doing it. Truly is fun, and keeping it fun. And I have a little note on my desk that says, relax, this is fun and you love it. And that's why you're doing it, because I love it, because it's so fun. So yes.
That's great. And it's wonderful that it's Canadian. I'm excited.
Yes, having it made, that was probably one of my most difficult things was, I do watch the show Dragon's Den, and I know so often a couple of them will say, oh no, you should definitely have that made cheaper. It can be, you can have such a better price if you have that made in China or have it made somewhere else. But my number one priority really has been to keep it made in Canada, and because I want it all to be excellent. I want the product to be excellent. I want the quality good. And if something wasn't right ever, I want to be able to fix it right now. I don't want to wait for an order of, you know, hundreds or thousands of things to show up at my door and something's not quite right, because I could never sell that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. So having it here, everything is made here. The straps are sewn by these wonderful people in Vancouver, and finding a manufacturer right here in our small town where we live, there's an amazing man, and he makes the stirrups for us. So does an amazing job. That's right. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, speaking of selling, let's talk about your URL and where people, listeners, can find you if they would like to order the Solo Ride.
Okay, well, Solo Ride can be found on our website, which is, of course, www. It's at Harry Back Ranch. That's H-A-I-R-Y, not Harry as a man's name. It's Harry, harrybackranch.com. And we have also our Facebook page, and we have a little store on Facebook also. So it's Harry Back Ranch on Facebook or our website.
Now, what about, can people phone you? What about an email?
Oh, definitely. Yes, they can phone us. All of our contact information is on our website. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pretend that you've just received your Solo Ride, and I'm going to tell you exactly what it's going to look like when it gets to you. That'll give you a really good idea. So the first thing you're going to... Is that okay?
Yeah, sounds great.
So, okay, what's going to happen, you're going to get a nice little brown box, and you're going to take the brown paper off, and on the first of all, you're going to see the box. We've put some beautiful pictures on it. Nice illustrative pictures, shows you what's inside the box. And what's inside the box is going to be your waist pack, which carries everything, the actual Solo Ride strap, your aluminum stirrup, and a nice Wither comfort pad, and also a handle. Now, there's also going to be some instructions inside. So when you first open the box, you're going to see just the waist pack with everything in it. And on top of that's going to be the instructions, and also a little brochure that tells a little bit about Harry Back Ranch and how Solo Ride works. So when you unzip the waist pack, the first thing you're going to probably see is, well, not probably, it's going to be there unless it's shifted in transit, but you're going to see a beautiful aluminum stirrup that is completely folded in half. And it's just like a normal stirrup. It's nice and lightweight, and it's got lots of room on the foot pad. It's 5 inches across, so that even if you ride in your work boots, like my husband, bareback, of course, not in his saddle, but your work boot's even going to fit on there. So we've made it so that the stirrup is very safe. We want your foot, once you're mounted, we want your foot to pop out and fall out of the stirrup very easily.
So one side is open, is that correct?
Correct, exactly. It's just like an L, and it folds in half.
Right, so, it's sort of like a safety stirrup minus the elastic.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly right. And it has a nice tread on it, and it has some engraving, and the bottom is hollowed out because you want it to be as light as possible.
And it's hinged at the one side, so
correct.
It folds up.
Exactly, that's right. And also inside you're going to find the Wither pad that you can slide anywhere along your Solo Ride for your horse. So that if you want it to be on the withers or down under the armpit, whatever. Everybody knows their horse the best, that's for sure. They know where they would like to have it. Sorry?
How wide is the strap?
The strap itself, the webbing.
The width. So
it's width. 1¼ inches.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's very soft, very pliable or flexible, so there's no binding or pinching or anything of that matter, nothing like that. So then we have all of the hardware is 100% stainless steel. So it's not going to chip or flake. The quality, I've done my very best to source all of my materials here and find the best ones I could, because I want it to be something that you can purchase once. That's it. And it should last you, I'm hoping, for a lifetime. I've used mine hundreds of times, and it's still in beautiful shape, maybe a little bit dirty, but it still works perfectly. So
I have a question. The Solo Ride is in basically like a fanny pack. Is that correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
So you wear it around your waist.
That's right. And the waistband does open up to 55 inches. So you have oodles of extra room if you want to put it on the outside of your jacket. And I usually put it on and then kind of push it around so that the waist pack is sitting at my back and it's not in my way when I'm riding.
Okay.
So.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Would a cell phone fit in there too?
Absolutely. So when I was designing the bag, there's actually lots of little things. It was quite a process because I wanted it to be just right, and I want it to be helpful, useful, and awesome quality. So on the very front of a lot of the waist packs, they have a tiny little pocket. So this one has a pocket you can fit. We've tested and or stuffed in there a great big iPhone. So it'll fit your phone. It's a perfect little pouch for a phone, yes. Phone or car keys, or some people like to take little treats for their horse along, so it kind of is multifunctional.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's super.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Now, Randall, you've added a few things to your line on your store, the harrybackranch.com, so I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that.
So we have a small clothing line, which we like to call our Hairy Back Ranch clothing. And we have all of our hoodies. There's an assortment, pullovers, zip-ups, hoodless, with or without a hood. We also have a great selection of toques and hats and a few other little neat thing. We're just going to get in some beautiful vests and a few other little things that I'm trying to find, trying to source. But that's it. And everything has, almost everything has our little Harry on it, our little horse. He's so darn cute. We've had lots of people say how much they love him. So mm-hmm. That's what we have. Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll have to start a little toy line.
That would be fun.
With a little Harry himself.
Yes, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes,
that's
a
great idea.
Pretty cute, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Randall. I really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck on your wonderful creative adventure.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Paula. It's been my pleasure.
Okay, then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed my interview today with Randall DeJong from Solo Ride and the Hairy Back Ranch. Go to the website, Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show, to see the videos and find more information about the Solo Ride. An excellent invention created by need. I love it. So today's podcast has been brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at horsemouthbook.com. That's horsemouthbook.com. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, or MP3 player. This is Paula Slater signing off from Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. We'll see you next week.